famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. I like this. This is Anthrax. And this is called Breathing Lightning.
What's that mean?
But don't ask the...
Ask the question, bud. This is General Galen Shaw. Very dramatic, Margaret. And welcome to the program. And by the way, I had a great time with R.C. Collins this past weekend during the Saturday Cinema.
Yeah, listen to that. Pretty good.
Yeah, and you were hiding under the desk. What were you doing in here, man?
I was trying to unplug that one drain in the cement floor over there.
What are you doing in here unplugging? Never mind.
Yeah, Robert Leonard here. Here's Phil Henry.
Thank you, Robert. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at him. He's always like, you know...
Hey, man, all I want to do is get through this show and get home in one piece, all right? I don't want to have to get in any fist fights. I don't want the general flipping out of me. I don't want you flipping out of me. You know what I'm saying, man? I just want to be free. I want to be free.
God, sorry I asked.
All right. I have walked this road and back now. God damn, that's a great song. Anyway, welcome to the show.
It is very energetic. I like that song a lot.
All right, what's the name of this group? Anthrax. Oh, that's a great name, Anthrax. Great. What is the whole thing? What is the deal to name yourself after a disease? Why do they got a band called Acne? How about that?
Acne. Gotta probably call itself Pimple, you know.
Oh, isn't that just hysterical?
Well, you know, General, it's a reflection, I suppose, on the view of the times, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, everything's just nuts. Everybody's going nuts. Everybody is nuts. And even you're nuts. I don't think I'm nuts. You, all of you out there.
Well, we're going to be talking about some of it today. Whatever that is, I have no idea. Welcome to the show. And we got Jack Armstrong going to be with us today. He's going to file a report from San Francisco on the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. But, you know, the whole Colin Kaepernick thing.
Well, you know something? I don't want to wade into that because I think that what is better left unsaid, as the saying goes, what is unsaid is better left unsaid. Hold on, I've got it. What is unsaid is better left said. I don't know what it is, and I could give a fly.
All right, Margaret. So anyway, well, I'll talk to... Talk to Jack Armstrong. By the way, we've got Mark Henshaw is with us from Birmingham, Alabama, I think, today. We also have a visit from Debbie Daly, and Lloyd Bonafide is going to be with us.
Oh, he's finally come out from the dead, huh?
Yeah, well, Lloyd has been in semi-retirement and, quite frankly, didn't want to be bothered since his days as mouth siren cop.
You know, of all the stupid things that a man could do with his retirement...
That's what I'm talking about. That's made him happy.
It made him happy going around going, ah, is that made him happy, huh?
Yeah, it gave him fulfillment. In his twilight years.
Oh, why don't you stick a sock in it, bud? And before you do, soak it in gasoline. I'm Margaret Gray.
Wait a minute.
Don't applaud that. That's a horrible thing to say, Margaret.
I'm kidding. Bud, I was kidding. Don't soak it in...
Well, I'm about to do that.
I just think the sentiment's a little... All right.
Oh, do you, Phil? You should have seen Phil, ladies and gentlemen. He gave me one of these looks like a priest staring out from a confessional as if to say, you didn't just give me that
blowjob? Okay. That's horrifying.
Is that why you're covering your face?
Yes, I am. All right. Welcome to our program, the world famous Phil Henry Show. So, yeah, this weekend, I just want to let you know that Poncho, our cat, is now on his insulin. And
you gave him the insulin shot.
Well, I have, but I'm going to get Dr. Jim Sadler in here perhaps in a second or so. Or Dr. Rowe, one of the doctors. Who do you have, bud?
I wasn't able to get no doctor, Debbie Daly, who has done nursing.
Debbie Daly.
Yeah, she's done nursing.
Yeah, I know, but Debbie's... All right.
Debbie Daly is hearing impaired. She can...
You can't even understand the woman.
I get Debbie Daly, woman.
All right, that'll be fine. I can talk to her. Poncho, we took him into the vet on Saturday because Lauren was feeling a little strange. She thought he was acting a little lethargic, a little sluggish, and we'd been about a day and a half of insulin. So she wanted to make sure that he wasn't either getting too much or he was getting enough or whatever. And
so what happened?
Well, we took him in and he was fine. The doctor took a look at him. They did a glucose, they read his glucose, you know, which is the blood sugar. And the other thing that was pretty obvious when I finally got him in there is, you know, he jumped out of the cat carrier, the little thing that we had, and he's jumping up and down on tables and he's jumping up and down on the examining table. So.
Looked like the cat had energy, huh?
Yeah, it's just bounding all over the place.
Yeah. And the doctor said, nah, you know, he's fine. You know, his eyes are clear, all that stuff that they do when they look at an animal. So He's now on day one, two, three, four. Day four of the insulin, and...
So are you giving the injections? Who's giving these injections? You know, this has to be administered, Phil, very carefully.
No, I know that, Margaret, and yes, both of us are... Lauren's doing it, and I'm doing it, and, you know, we think we got this thing under control. So the world-famous Philip, we're going to check out and see what our traffic is like here, and then we'll try to get Dr. Turner on the phone, or whoever the hell is... Who is it?
Maybe Dr. Turner, it might be Debbie Deverly.
Who is Debbie Deverly?
Oh, I'm sorry, Debbie Daly.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, who is it?
It's going to be Debbie Deverly.
Debbie Deverly. If you say Debbie Deverly,
her name is Doobly.
Her name is Bobby Do.
Her name is Doobly.
Her name is Doobly. Her name is Doobly Do.
Debbie Daly.
Oh my God, he went mad.
Margaret.
He went stark raving mad.
Margaret, take it easy.
Margaret, I'm sorry.
He went mad.
I think she's screwing around.
That's right. Anybody want coffee?
Yeah, I'll take... Welcome, here we go.
Time
for traffic with Bob Bacon out there on the highways and byways of these marvelous freeways we got here, Bob.
Well, Phil, I tell you, I was telling Dr. Dabley and Dobbly Doobly. I forget one of the scat, but I'll tell you right now, we've got a freeway jammed up here on the left side of the freeway. Now, on the left side, if you drive down on the right side of the freeway, go the wrong way to the... You're probably going to run into somebody, so I wouldn't do that at all today, because I did that. Came out of the driveway, I'm going on the wrong side of the freeway, but smashed in. I don't think I'm alive right now, I think I'm dead. Let's go over here to the Skyboy.
It's going down the wrong way. I went down here. And there's the website. Cars, the things are piled up, and a four-car pile up. And look, there's a pile of garbage over here on fire, and a pile of your bomb. Here is boy, Sky Baby Sweetin.
Dumpster fire. And how are you?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. Peterson's Rocks is the place to go. Well, if you need a quarry, you won't be sorry. Put it in the backyard and you'll party. With Peterson's Rocks, that's the place. Peterson's Rocks, get your place. Looking really good, just like it's a quarry. You want your home to look like a large rock quarry. Just something that's been dug right out of the ground. Something that is sitting there in the bottom of a pit. Where you drive your car down the side of a rocky mountain and you go inside your house and you live like one of the Flintstones. Is that what you want, bubby? Peterson's Rocks. All kinds of rocks. Big ones, little ones, and everything in between. Live like you're one of the Flintstones. Live like an animal out in the middle of the desert. Live like something that is post-apocalypse, but live. You're gonna rock around Peterson's Rocks. Peterson's Rocks. Either you're shopping at Peterson's Rocks or you got rocks in your what?
Your pants?
Sure, in your pants.
Bethcal Blue Note cheese is the very finest cheeses that you can buy. Blowout cheese is the finest cheese. This is from the Blowout Farms. The Blowout Cheese Farms. Bethnal Blowout Cheese is available now from the Bethnal Blowout Farms. The best cheeses at the best prices from Bethnal Blowout Farms.
Get sharp cheddar for only $5.99.
Bethnal Blowout Cheeses also features
brie,
as well as the very delicious
Pepper Jack.
Bethnal Blowout Blue Note Cheeses come in each size. It's radio, so you can't see it. And also a very special cheese that we're featuring this week is our
Roquefort.
Bethnal Blowout Cheese. Get it at
Cheese Day.
Bethnal Blowout Cheeses.
Well, man, it's still dope. Done it out of store, and we still made honest. Blowing on the...
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know something? People often say that Lloyd Bonafide and I are two sides of the same coin. You might say Lloyd is one of these guys, a Korean War veteran. I am a Vietnam veteran. Lloyd was a Navy guy. I'm an Army guy. Lloyd is a retired heating and plumbing guy. I was a lifelong career military man. Lloyd is a man who is a homeowner and does all of his own repairs and likes to work around the house. I could care less. I want someone coming in and doing it for me. I've given enough of my time to all of that, excuse me for saying, chicken you-know-what.
You do the Margaret Mumble.
All right, chickens you... Anyway, I'm going to bring on Lloyd here to talk to him and see what he's been doing. Because, Lloyd, an awful lot of people have been wondering how you've been, what you've been up to, and so forth. How are you, young man?
Well, you know, let me ask you this. They think I'm dead or something?
What? Say that again?
Do they think I'm dead? People ask about me?
No. They just wonder why you haven't been on the program.
Well, you know, first of all, I'll say... That's wonderful of them to say. I haven't been on the program because I don't care to be on the program, because much of the time I spent on the Phil Henry program was a pain in the ass.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, and also because your voice and mine sound an awful lot alike.
Well, that is I think, the number one. And Phil, you can address yourself to this. They do sound an awful lot alike, don't they?
They do, and I've tried to make General Shaw, you know, I've tried to...
I know, you've tried to roll round his sound down and make him more less erratic.
Well, I would say that I'm a little more professional sounding.
Oh, I see. Is that right? You're more professional sounding. I think it would be great to have a regular feature where the distinctions between the two of us are more clearly drawn.
Now, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
What do you think about that, Lloyd? Would you...
What do you mean, what do I... It's my idea.
Oh, yeah, it was. I think that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, Robert, what about you, Dick? Is Dick there?
Hey, Bud!
Oh, Bud, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea.
I think it's a good idea to have a semi-regular. I don't know that you want to have it as a regular feature, because it might be cutting into your day a little bit.
Cutting into my day? you know, it won't cut into my day at all. And I think it would be fun for you and I to see what's happening.
Well, you know, what we were on, or Phil was on, who was the lady showed?
Eliza Schlesinger.
Yeah, Eliza Schlesinger said that all of the people on Phil's show are all real middle-age and middle-class dumb cops who don't have a lot to say.
Oh, did she say that? Well, good for her. What difference does it make?
I think it would be the two of us together would be the epitome of that.
Is that right? Two middle-aged, middle-class dumb cops. All right, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Be.
Yes, he has to go now.
What is this, Clara?
Yeah, I'm over taking care of him right now because his wife Marjorie is out the store, but he has to get back in his chair here.
All right, now, is that assisted living?
Yeah, let me have it. It's assisted living, but it doesn't mean that my mind is gone. My legs don't work that great, that's all.
Well, son, are you all right?
I'm fine.
He got to get back in the chair. We have to
put that back on here.
You are not going to watch that. He's watching a dirty movie. And,
put it on.
No, I'm not going to do it.
All right, well, Lloyd, best of luck, pal.
Yeah, Lloyd, we'll be talking to you next week then, okay?
How?
We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Hold on for a minute. Put the movie back on, will you?
I'm not watching a filthy movie.
Goddamn.
Okay, Lloyd. Later on.
She won't let me see.
All right,
so what was that about?
It was bringing Lloyd on.
I wanted to talk to him, and Phil wanted to hear the two of us together to see if there's any kind of chemistry there.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty interesting.
I know that I endorsed it while he was on the phone, but listening again to that, just thinking back on that, I don't know that there is chemistry. It sounds to me as if his mind...
Yeah, it felt like a mind's come unraveled a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a hell of a judgment to make on a man that his mind is coming unraveled.
Well, it's first of all, he has a nurse there, which is for...
Yeah, that's not about the mind. That's he said his legs ain't working.
Geez, that's sad to hear.
Well, he's a bit older than me, you know, and he's a Korea guy, and those guys, you know, they're almost World War II. Jesus, they're almost dead. You know,
oh, that is so terrible.
All right, well, let's just do this. Let's play it by ear. We'll have Lloyd on again next week and see how it goes. In the meantime, you had a successful outing along with R.C. Collins this weekend.
Yes, we did. We had the Saturday Cinema, and it was Phil's idea to team me up with R.C. Collins. And while I found the kid to be an irritant and to be bothering me, oh, man.
Yeah, but the kid's a little buggy. Yeah, but how'd it go?
Well, you didn't watch?
I hadn't seen it yet.
I did. It was very funny. I liked it.
What do you mean it was very funny? I was trying to... Well, that...
Well, it was supposed to be funny.
Maybe it's supposed to be funny, but I was trying to add some commentary to the movie. Jesus.
It was very good. I thought you guys did well together. I mean, you probably want to watch your language, and you telling him to shut up and...
The kid was blathering all through the back end of the movie, and he's asked me, hey, what about her? Would you go out with her? Would you... And all of the vulgarity...
I heard you talking about Lisbeth Smith, or whatever her name was.
Yeah, that was the actress.
Yeah, parking it on your...
All right.
Hey. You're kidding.
Oh, give me a break, Henry. You know that stuff goes on.
Well... Saturday Cinema, every Saturday afternoon. I think we drop at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, Saturday Cinema drops somewhere around about 3 to... Anywhere between 3 and 9.
Anywhere between 3 and 9. Can we tighten that up a little bit, man? And when did Elcott drop on Sunday?
I think in the afternoon.
Afternoon? It's supposed to drop in the morning. All right, we're just tightening things up here, folks. What can I tell you? All right, so that was fun. And look more forward... to that, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. All right, Debbie Daly, Debbie Daly's going to be with us here to tell me a little bit about how to give Poncho the injection of insulin. Debbie's, she's not only is she doing the number one rated morning show in public radio, she's also a former nurse's assistant, and everything, you know.
Well, a nurse and a nurse's assistant.
Famous Phil Henry Show, Leo Pacifico in Southern California.
$20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
All right, now, with a backstage pass, you have access to everything that we are, everything that I am. We put on a show here every day that attempts to transcend what we were doing in radio. You know, radio was a wonderful experience, but 3 years ago, I saw the writing on the wall. I said, I can't do this anymore. And we can't really keep painting ourselves into a corner over there. And radio was going to go in the direction that it was going to go in. And it did. And it has. And, you know, God bless them. We'll see what happens. But they're over there, jaw-jacking the whole world of politics. We really needed to take this to another place. So every day in my life, it's devoted to creatively trying to find something new, someplace new to go. In terms of not just our podcast, but everything else, doing the stand-up comedy, acting, you name it. And you'll be a part of that with a backstage pass to our website, philhenryshow.com. You can get a one-year backstage pass. You can get a one-month. With the one-year, through August 31st, through the end of the summer, well, I should say through the end of August, you'll get a free complement of downloads, the best of radio downloads. And you'll also get a Amazon gift card. So that, in addition to your one-year subscription, as we say, it's like we're paying you. You know, that's kind of like the...
That's the sell line. We're paying you.
Yeah, we're paying you to subscribe to our show. So, or you can get the one-month subscription as well. You also get a free download with every subscription. It just so happens with the 1 year, you get the full best of radio downloads. With your one-month subscription, you will always get a free download. So sign up, man. What have you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. It's a lot of fun. You become a member of the BSP family, do our Friday night chats. We've got a whole lot of new BSPers that we want to hear from. And by the way, man, that freaking speed on that thing.
Well, that's the streaming speed.
I'm going to find out from Time Warner Cable or whoever, man. Let's get this thing on the road, Jack. Let's get that, the live streaming on Friday night was pissing me off because it was buffering too much. So we'll get that thing squared away. But be with us on Friday nights for our chats. And as I say, 7 days a week, there's something happening here at the Phil Henry Show. All new material each and every day. Unless, of course, we're too lazy or we have something else to do or, you know.
Any number of other things.
Right. All right, so check us out there at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, the BSP.
Me out, and my back was up against the wall. I could have died.
Debbie Daly is with us. I love Debbie, and I've always enjoyed listening to you on the radio. Debbie, you are, in my opinion, you are one of the... I think you're one of the inspirations in the media because you have a highly rated show, even though you are hearing impaired, and you continue to draw an audience. And today we find out from Phil that you also have a background in nursing, and you're going to give Phil a little bit of medical advice.
Can I say something?
No, you may not. Debbie, tell us a little bit about your background in nursing.
I got to say something here.
Excuse me.
Hold on, General. All right. No, go ahead, darling.
I can't take it.
All right, General, do you want to leave the room or something?
What the hell? Does anybody... excuse me, Debbie. Does anyone understand?
Everybody understand?
I understand.
I do, too.
So I'm the only guy that doesn't.
The who? All right, look, let me take over here so we can... Debbie,
No, wait. What did you say?
All right, Debbie, please don't say that.
Yeah, that's uncalled for.
What, did she call me something?
Yeah, it's probably what she did.
What did she call me?
Better not say.
I'd rather not say.
But I demand to know what that woman called me.
Why don't you take a walk?
Oh!
Not nice, Debbie. All right, Debbie,
why don't you talk to Phil about giving an insulin shot to his cat?
Jesus.
All right, well,
I was going to talk to her about her nursing career. What? I don't understand a thing this mumbling...
Will you... hey, Debbie, so giving the shot to Poncho... You tank his skin, that loose cat skin, you pull the skin up, and you put the needle in.
God, what are you talking about?
Subcutaneous shot, right. Yeah, I did it, and I think he's doing fine. 45 degree angle. Right. Yeah, I don't. He's fine. He doesn't feel anything. And, he's doing good. He was here in the studio a moment ago, but I think he got bored.
Don't blame him.
I beg your pardon?
I don't blame him.
Anyway, so I would say so I would say that everything's going good. So how is the show going?
You were trying to tell me you understand what that woman's saying.
Would you shut up, please?
Tell me to shut up.
General, come on. Okay, we better let you go then, because that, even though there's no FCC anymore.
What did she call me that time?
Okay, Debbie, look, I told you that if you could just keep your language. All right,
now she was calling me something vulgar, right?
Well, it was vulgar and filthy, yeah.
Right, but I dumped it. I didn't dump it. I hung up on her.
Well, isn't that great? Now, what did she call me?
That we can't really say.
I don't think it's a good idea to tell you. If we did, it would probably cause some kind of a physical reaction.
Oh, man. Just take it easy, will you? Physical reaction, huh? It's driving me nuts right now thinking about it.
Come on, General. You know, if we told you, you'd probably have a heart attack or something.
What the hell did she call me?
It wasn't that bad. Much.
Oh, man.
Take it easy. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. We got to talk to Jack Armstrong. Matter of fact, Jack is hanging out in San Francisco this weekend to give us a little idea what the hell is happening there. In the wake of Colin Kaepernick's statement, his on-field statement outstanding for the national anthem.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. My crows from the sky. Before you drive, you have to wipe locusts off your
rides. But I'm warming up. Oceans is on the rise. I'll be ocean with Dr. Lecter's eyeglasses. These are eyeglasses that can make you see better than you've ever seen before. Dr. Lecter's eyeglasses. These are eyeglasses that will give you 20/20 vision and better, perhaps even X-ray vision. What is the one dream we've all had? Well, as a doctor of eyes, an ophthalmologist, if you will, and an optometrist, I've always wanted X-ray vision. Now, with Dr. Lecter's eyeglasses, you can imagine, just imagine better than ever before, looking right through a woman's dress and seeing it all. Dr. Lecter. Hello, I'm Dr. Lecter. What is the one thing you've dreamed of when it comes to vision? That's right, X-ray vision. I've dreamed of it, but I've done more than dream of it. I'm going to make it a reality. I said to my wife, my kids, and all of my colleagues, if I don't make X-ray vision a reality by the end of my life, I feel I've failed. Because when I see a beautiful woman walking down the street, I want to look right through that dress and see what she got. That's right, I want to look right through it.
Dr. Lecter's X-ray vision. Glasses, that is. Has he invented them yet? No. But we'd like you to know that Dr. Lecter's X-ray vision glasses are coming in his lifetime or beyond.
I'm a bad doctor, too. And if my dad doesn't have X-ray vision glasses, then I will. See? Another generation of young Lacters. Dr. Lacter's X-ray glasses. I'll do it. The kid'll do it. It'll get done.
When I see a beautiful woman walking down the street and I want to see what she got, I can't do it, man. God, I want X-ray vision so bad. Dr. Lacter's X-ray vision eyeglasses.
I want to make a reality.
If I don't do it first.
Dr. Lacter's X-ray vision glasses not available now at Rite Aid.
Yeah! Now we're going on the line here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacific on Southern California, Jackson Armstrong. One of the great sports reporters and a guy who's been on our show a long time. Hey, Jackson, it's Robert Leonard. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very good, and hello, everybody from Northern California, the home of the San Francisco 49ers, the home of the Golden State Warriors, the home of the San Francisco Giants, and the home of the San Jose Sharks, the Sharks, and the home of the, well, of the San Francisco Earthquake, and the home of the California Berkeley Bears, and the home of the...
All right, that's fine.
Wait. And the home of the Stanford Cardinal, and the home of the San Francisco State and everything. Jackson Armstrong.
Is that all the teams?
That's most of the teams, of the pro teams, as well as the collegiate teams.
All right, so you got the...
Who gives a sweet Jesus?
I got the. This is the home.
Of the earthquake. You mentioned the earthquake.
Who?
The Sanford, or what is it called?
It's the San Jose earthquake, I think.
The Major League Soccer.
Yeah, this is the home of the.
All right. So.
Of the earthquake.
Hey, listen. What about this kid, Colin Kaepernick? What's he trying to pull anyway?
This is Colin Kaepernick is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, Phil. And this young man, as you know, was adopted by two white parents. The young man has African-American genes. He is of African-American descent. And this young man decided to make a statement about America. And he did not stand up for the national anthem of America. And he did not stand up for the national anthem of America. The reaction to Colin Kaepernick has been mixed. I think it's been partly positive and partly negative. But he said he's not going to stand up for the national anthem of the America until such time as conditions in America change for the better.
Well, but I mean, when's that going to be?
Hey, man, just take it easy.
Yeah, I'm just asking, when's it going to be?
All right, no, we're not having an argument about this. Who knows when it's going to be? This is his statement. Now, this is his, obviously, his constitutional right. And the NBA, or it's not the NBA, the NFL does not say that players have to stand or sit for the anthem. Is that right?
No, the NBA, the NFL, I keep thinking now it's the NBA because you said NBA.
Don't blame Phil. You know you're at a football game.
Yes, I know I was at a football game, but I don't know what it's called, the NBA?
It's the NFL.
All right. I don't know a lot about that.
Jack's not a sports fan. He's trying to make it as a sportscaster, so I can understand some confusion.
Well, you don't have to tell people that. That just makes me look like an ass for hire. You know,
well, aren't you?
No, I'm not, General. I'm trying to be a big-time sports guy. Tell me about it, and I will be a big-time sports guy. You watch. You just wait and watch.
All right, anyway.
What a jackass.
Yeah, you just wait and watch.
Anyway, General, please. So anyway, tell me, Jack, what's the reaction?
The reaction has been mixed. That some people are in favor of him, and some people are not in favor of him. Some people think that he's has the constitutional rights, and others have done such things as to set fire to their San Francisco 49er gear in protest. But I will say that the team has supported him because it is a constitutional right. I looked it up under the Constitution.
You didn't have to look that up. It's obvious. It's his right to free expression.
All right, but I thought, I don't know, you know, but
Why wouldn't it be his right?
I don't know how it's his right, but I don't know if the team could fire him or get rid of him for that. But anyway, Colin Kaepernick at this hour certainly has been taking a lot of heat. A lot of people are going to be upset with him about that, but he's a young man. He's a big, strong kid, and... you know, one thing he did say in a press conference that I didn't understand is he said that there's people who are lying dead in the street, and they're going to have to be responsible and answer for themselves. You know what I mean? So,
but I say that again?
He said that in the press conference.
Well, I think he was just getting confused.
Well, in the press conference after the game, he said, there's a lot of people that are dead and lying in the street. They're going to have to be answered. They're going to have to answer for that.
The dead people?
This guy thinks dead people are going to answer for themselves?
Wait a minute. I heard that, and it was obvious that he was confused. Not confused. It's obvious that he was running two thoughts together. There are people that are obviously victims of murder, and those individuals that are causing these murders need to be brought before the bar of justice and have to answer for themselves. Whether, and I think he made a reference to everybody, whether it's a criminal, whether it's referencing police officers because of the incidents involving African-American motorists, etc.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get controversial because you said, Phil, don't get controversial. I don't want to do that. You understand that I don't want to do that. And
all right. Well, I think a very good job there at the press conference. When you say press conference, it was after the game?
Yeah, it was right after the game, and he stood in the locker room. And, it's, you know, it's a preseason game, so it doesn't count for diddly squat.
Now, what about the players and the coaches who want to play fewer preseason games, moving on to a different topic and getting off of this mumbly peg?
Yeah, okay. Well, so am I allowed to go to another topic, Mr. Hendry?
Go ahead, yeah.
All right.
What do you mean? What are you asking him for?
Because I want to see if it's okay. I want to see if it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey, I'm not asking you. I'm not asking General.
Yes, it's okay.
God, Jesus, man. It's a very simple thing. You don't have to ask permission. Why don't you ask Mr. Hendry for permission to see if you got to go in and take a...
A dump? Is that what you're going to say? I need to get permission for a dump? Shit.
Well, it's what it sounds like.
Hey, everybody cease fire before I start throwing things. Go ahead.
Anyway,
Jesus.
Well...
Go ahead.
Anyway, the players and the coaches of the National Football League are going to be conferencing and talking to players' reps as well as talking to each other to find out, you know, if they should keep playing as many preseason games as they do play. Because during the preseason, Phil, a lot of players are getting hurt. The quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo, is now going to be out for half a season as he fractured a vertebrae in his back in the regular season. He's going to be out for at least half the season, and I doubt seriously with an injury like that, he's going to be back this year at all.
A broken back? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a vertebrae that was fractured in his back. And so the coaches now and the players are all there saying, hey, what gives, you know? Why do I have to go out there and put my butt on the line and to be possibly injured for, you know, I could die. And for what? In a preseason game.
Well, you know, that's a really good point. I mean, these preseason games, you know, they're billed as sort of tune-ups. They're billed as ways of evaluating the players, and you let the fans come out and see. It's like halfway between training camp and the regular season. But they're hitting, and they're, as I heard one of the coaches, John Harbaugh, say, you know, they're running at high speed. These guys are big, fast guys. They're out there. And even if it's a preseason game, they're looking to impress. They are looking to make the roster. And they're going to lay into some people. And there's some serious injuries that are happening. And not just to Tony Romo, but to a lot of players.
A lot of guys are getting hurt. And, you know.
So what do you think about that, huh? What's your name again?
My name's... Oh, what is...
Hey, Jack.
Oh?
What did I do?
You know, the guy's trying to make it as a sportscaster. His feelings are already on... Jack.
Everything I tried to do.
Jack, it's Margaret. Get back on the phone, please.
Yeah.
All right. You were going to say.
I was going to say, my name is Jackson Armstrong.
Okay, sorry.
I was going to say that these... I don't know. Well, you were going to ask a question.
Yeah, I forgot what it was now.
All right, I'll pretend like you asked me one. Yes, I'm a great sportscaster.
That's not what I was going to ask you.
Well, you can't remember what you were going to ask me, do you?
All right, let's just cool it. The very best of luck out there this year covering the National Football League with Phil Hendry Show, Jack. And we'll just have to wait and see what the decision is on the preseason games. I agree. I think they should cut down the number of preseason games. They are thinking of going to 18.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They're going to play 18 preseason games.
What do you mean, 18 preseason games?
No, 18 regular season.
Yeah, that's 18 regular season.
Are you sure?
Why would they want to play 18 preseason?
You don't even know. You don't even know what you're talking about. You're asking us.
I know enough to know they're not going to play. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine?
Look, Armstrong, do yourself a favor and don't laugh.
Why not?
Hold on. Hold on. It's not 18 preseason games, bud.
All right, you say so.
Why would they do that, man? We just got done saying that they're going to cut down the number of preseason games.
Do you understand, bud? There's too many preseason games.
Oh, that's right.
What an idiot, man.
you know, you sound like somebody... You sound like someone trimmed your testicles off.
What? What did he... What? What did he say?
All right, Jack, thanks very much.
Well, I didn't do anything.
I'm going to belt you. I swear to God. I mean it. I'll go to jail. Maybe I'll never be heard again on the air anywhere, but I'll belt you, and it'll feel good.
What did I do?
Laughing at him and all this. What did I just get done telling the general?
Don't be pointing at me, son, like I'm some 5-year-old kid.
All right. Everybody's pissed off today.
Well, Phil, you know, we take our cue from you, and you came in here looking like hell, and quite frankly, you smell.
Yeah, I didn't want to see him in the center.
What do you mean I smell?
You do. Have you taken a bath in 48 hours?
Took a shower.
Do you use underarm deodorant? Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, you gotta use antiperspirant.
You think I stink too?
Yeah.
And not only that, you need a haircut, you need a beard cut. You really look like hell. I was gonna suggest you not even do this show today. That's how badly you smelled, how badly you look, and frankly, how badly you think. You think the way your breath smells.
Right, bad.
Thanks very much for that.
Well, you know, the shoe fits.
Yeah, okay, kid. You're making fun of that guy Jackson Armstrong's laugh.
All right, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you're talking about either, but I will. I'll.
Okay, well, do you think maybe you can take a bath? Just take our word for it.
Okay, fine. Sorry about that. There's Jack Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, on the goings-onses there in San Francisco. All right, so forthcoming this week, what do we got? Oh, coming up this week on the 5th. No, not the 5th. Coming up this Friday night.
That's right. And you forgot to plug this the last time out there at the Ventura Comedy Club.
Right. Coming up this Friday night, Phil Hendry and Friends is back at the Hollywood Improv, 8 o'clock in the Hollywood Improv Lab. We certainly hope you will join us. I'll be on stage there with friends, other comics, and very funny people who are regularly appearing there at the Hollywood Improv, the Comedy Store, and places around Los Angeles. If you're in town, come on out and see us. It was so cool to see at the Ventura Comedy Club last week a couple from Miami.
What, they came all the way out here from Miami to see you?
No. They're out on vacation here in California, and they stopped up in Ventura to see me there at the comedy club. It was so nice of them to swing by. Great to see you guys. If I could remember your name, I would. But I don't think we even... Did you even tell me your names? I think they gave me their first and their last name.
What is that? Like Betty and Sam?
Sure, Betty and Sam. I don't know, man.
Well, what's funny about that?
Betty and Sam... It seems like really old school names, and they were relatively young people. Also, I saw my good friends Joanna and Delfino. Told you about that. So anyway, coming up Friday night, that's the 2nd of September, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right about that?
Double check it.
And my birthday is on Thursday, so hey.
Now, what are you guys doing for your birthday?
You want to know?
No, I'm asking because I don't want to know. Yes.
All right. We're going to go camping.
You're going to go camping where?
We may go camping over on one of the islands, one of the Channel Islands. We might just go over there, Lauren and I, just spend the night, just take a little two-man tent. And
I would take a one-man and one-woman tent.
Oh, what a jackass.
God, man.
No, I thought it was funny.
A one-man and a one-woman tent. Ain't that funny?
All right, so you're going to go camping. That's the big... What happened to Big Sur? What happened to all those marvelous trips you took?
You know what? I don't want to... I mean, we went to Big Sur last year twice. And I'd like to go. I haven't been camping in so long, and Lauren wanted to go camping, and I want to go camping, and she wants to go camping, and I want to go camping, and we're all going to go camping. So what do you want me to do? We're going to go camping.
Okay, I got the point, Phil.
You know, and here in California, fortunately for us in California, like 12 months out of the year is camping time, but it does get cold. And in the summer, it's tough to get a camping spot along the beach. But over there on the Channel Islands, I think we'll be able to get one. And then, you know, maybe we'll do a lot of camping this next 12-month period. Who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, who knows?
World-famous Phil. Hey, folks, tune in again tomorrow. It'll be way better. I promise. World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah.
Bud Dickman.